I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, we've seen many players want new contracts from the Cowboys, but rarely, Perloff, does it get to a trade request, which is what we got from Micah Parsons. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Micah Parsons still showing up to practice, not practicing, though. And now it's obviously the war of words with him and Jerry.
Yeah, you know how, you know my stance on this. Bring him home. Put Micah Parsons in green. We've seen enough. It's over, Maggie.
Oh, yeah, it's over, Maggie. Get out of here, Philadelphia. This isn't your moment. You're the reigning Super Bowl champions. You got to sit this one out. But here's what's different.
We'll see about that, by the way, but go ahead.
Also, funny that he said he grew up, Micah did, said he grew up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, rooting for the Cowboys. That was part of the three-page sort of notes that he posted on social media, formally requesting a trade from Stephen Jones. And, you know, Jerry the next day, as this has become like, who's going to get the upper hand and who's going to get the last word? First of all, Jerry may have met his match here with Micah Parsons, because other guys who have been through these contract stalls have kind of disappeared. You know, CeeDee Lamb's away from the team. Ezekiel Elliott was away from the team. Even wasn't Travis Frederick away from the team. You know, Dak's there, but he doesn't say anything because he's the quarterback and he feels like he has to be a CEO and all buttoned up. This is the first time Micah's out there naming names, getting into details, the TikTok of everything that's going down. And so, you know, it's going to get really uncomfortable here. And normally it was like, all right, well, let Jerry have the last word, but I'll get the money. Well, Micah's not doing that. So he's making it dirty and muddying the waters with the truth, presumably. And I think it's making Jerry uncomfortable, because the more Jerry says, oh, I've been here before, don't lose any sleep over it, I think the more he actually is getting to a spot where he's like, I got to pay up. I know I have to pay up.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, I could have maybe gotten a hometown discount on this thing if I had just done it earlier. And now I'm not, so I might as well dig in.
Actually, it sounds more like Jerry Jones would be comfortable in this, because this is seems to be his modern MO, is to let this thing go to the last minute. Not only that, Jerry, you always said Jerry just wants to be in the headlines, not win a Super Bowl.
I feel
like Jerry's very comfortable. He is number one story coming out of a July-August weekend. I think Jerry's very comfortable in this spot. In fact, I think Jerry would be uncomfortable if he wasn't in this spot. This is typical Jerry Jones. I mean, he loves high-profile names. He loves high-profile stories. He loves buzz. Feels like this is working out kind of the way he would prefer.
Yeah. Like maybe, but I would ask, and you know, people have accused me of kind of like being a hater on Jerry because I said that he wants to have the headlines more than he wants to win. And I've pushed back against people who said, no, Jerry wants to win more than anybody. No, he doesn't. He already got into the Hall of Fame. The Dallas Cowboys are worth more money than any other franchise. We just saw the Lakers sell for whatever they sold for. The Cowboys would get more than that. They'll probably get more than the Yankees if the Yankees ever sold. I don't think so. And, you know, I got like pushback on that because if Jerry really did want to win, he wouldn't keep doing this thing over and over again. CeeDee Lamb says it stinks. Dak Prescott says it stinks. All these guys say it actually hurts the team. The Bengals keep getting off to these horrible starts. Well, what are they finally doing? Finally, their guys are going to play the preseason. They're trying to change something that's obviously wrong.
That's your model? No. Is Mike Brown and the Bengals? Well, okay.
I'm just saying, like, someone actually recognized, not from the contract standpoint, but
yeah, they're
when you
same,
recognize
same.
Things are bad or that things have not changing, you haven't won since 1995. You keep doing these prolonged holdouts, and the guys are telling you that it's impacting them in a negative way.
Uh-huh.
Try it a different way, Jerry, just to change it up.
Yeah, good luck with that. I mean, I think you just appropriately went back to 1995 or 1994 when he fired Jimmy.
Yeah,
he hasn't tried anything new in 30 years. Why would you expect him to do something new here?
For people tell me he only wants to win, Maggie. He's all about winning. Exhibit A, B, C, D, and E.
This is where you're wrong. He thinks he's winning.
Not on the field.
There's
a win-loss record there. It's easy to see who wins.
Look at his record over the last 4 years.
What about the playoff record?
I'm well aware. They're 10 games over 500 in the regular season. He probably thinks, I am doing this right. I'm telling you, I think Jerry Jones has deluded himself into thinking he's some sort of genius.
Okay, so there's another part of this, which is, you know, at first, and they've always tried to do this sort of like lip service about how much Jerry and Micah like each other and how much they like each other. Well, I'm going to be honest, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of trust. And not just recently, but Jerry will tell on himself because he talks to the media so much. And after Micah Parsons made the trade request, he tells this story about Dez Bryant, okay? And he tells a story about Dez Bryant's contract. I don't know why we have to go in the way back machine for this, but Manny, can you play cut three? So Jerry's talking about how the Dez Bryant deal got done with the rapper Jay-Z.
When we have a problem within a team and a player, I don't ever find the agent. He's nowhere to be found. Okay? Jay-Z said that Dez would make all meetings. Jay-Z and I negotiated the contract. We spent hours negotiating the contract, Jay-Z. And he said, anybody in my organization is on time. He said, my office used to be on the street corner and I've always been early. So they will be on time. I said, where do I sign? But I'm gonna call you. Finally, quit taking my call.
Yeah, weird. More from Jerry here. Says agents don't solve issues during negotiations.
When the issues come up, the first one and the one that is there is us and the player. My experience hadn't been the agent is not the one that solves the problems you have when you're executing what you said you would do in the contract. So I like to deal directly with the player.
See, this is what I don't understand from Jerry. This isn't about Dez Bryant versus Micah Parsons. Like, well, but if Dez was late for meetings or not showing up for doing his end of the bargain, what makes you think Micah Parsons is going to be a pain in your butt? Like, you've got to know your guy at this point. Does he have the same issues as Dez Bryant? Because if I'm Micah now I'm ticked off. Because first you said I might not be healthy enough to execute this when I'm out there busting my butt for you and getting hurt for you and your team and making you money. And then secondly, it's kind of like, I don't trust that you're going to sign this contract and have the same, you know, motivation.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is I'm laughing too because I know Jay-Z was definitely not an agent, right? Like Jay-Z had an agent. So like what, again, like I almost feel like you're breaking him down too seriously. I feel like it's gotten to the point where he is in the old codger stage. I'm sorry. That sounds terribly, I'm sorry. That is ageist, but it doesn't feel like just that story alone is not serious, right? Like he negotiated a deal with Jay-Z who's not his agent. And then somebody was late. Like what the heck is going on? Like these deals. And this sounds like this whole Jerry Micah Parsons thing has gotten into farce territory. Like, and the one thing I will say, Micah Parsons plays into this. You said it well earlier. Jerry's met his match with Micah Parsons. Micah will go there. Like he's creating all this drama, bringing up all these old stories. Like it'll probably, the most likely scenario is they'll end up finding a way to get on the same page, but man, it's going to be fireworks, but I don't know if this is serious. I think it's window dressing. I still feel like behind the scenes, the Cowboys are letting Jerry do his thing and then they'll come in at the last minute and save this deal because Jerry's not making any sense, Maggie.
Well, I mean, Jerry also told on himself in this particular media scrum because he said that when it comes to the big deals, he's the one who gets them done. So all the good stuff that the Cowboys have done with, like, the, you know, Fergusons of the world and getting in front of stuff, that's obviously someone else, and all the messy stuff is him. So
I've never had anything I wanted I couldn't get.
Yeah, well, Cowboy fans, I mean, you know exactly where to place the blame. No question about that.
I really kind of, I don't understand why now people are turning against Jerry because of Micah Parsons. They're not mad that he didn't sign Derrick Henry, even though they had the money last year. They're not mad that they just made Brian Schottenheimer the head coach. They're not mad about 100 million other things going back to 1994 when he fired Jimmy Johnson. Why is Micah Parsons the straw that broke the camel's back for Cowboys fans?
Because I think there's almost like no doubt. Maybe that's it.
Why was there doubt before? Well, it's been 30 years.
No, there's not. But like, if you're asking me, I don't know. Jerry's been pulling the same trick. He's a one-trick pony, quite frankly. But I think I think that there's no doubt. Like, you could just said Derrick Henry. I mean, a lot of teams passed on him. No one knew
a running
back after 30, Pearl. Like, you know, there's the tales of guys just automatically dropping off. All right, I'm not going to give him a pass for that. You're just asking. CeeDee Lamb, you pay that much for a wide receiver. You're the one who told me wide receiver's new running back. You
know, but CeeDee had a good year, so I'm fine with that.
Okay, you know, Dak Prescott. We could talk for 4 hours whether Dak Prescott was worth a second contract. I think that there, or third, excuse me. There's all these, like, those guys were like, maybe there was a question. You have Micah Parsons, who you drafted, who has delivered. You know, all pro seasons. Yeah. I know he hasn't won a defensive player of the year, but every other metric he has in his first four seasons is better than TJ Watt, right? And better than Myles Garrett through the first 4 years as far as production. He doesn't have that one elusive defensive player of the year, but how do you think, you know, I think we all believe he's going to get there. It's the no-brainer part of it, right?
Yeah, but I think that there's actually, when this is all said and done, and you look back at the Jerry Jones era, well, I know there's a big documentary coming back. I kind of doubt that Micah Parsons will be the biggest mistake. Mm. Whatever happens here, there's going to be 10 other things that you point to, moves that they made. I think coaching is probably where you start. He always seems to like these Jason Garrett, Dave Campo. He wants a coach he can control. He wants a roster he can control. This is, I think, emblematic of Jerry's process. But this, to me, is like business as usual, not some crazy Jerry Jones mistake.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Is this going to be the one that just, you know, I think it's an, even if everyone believes this is all theater and that it's eventually going to get signed, there's an exhaustion level to this that I think is new, you know, newish.
Wow. I saw a tweet from our friend Albert Breer at Sports Illustrated who noted how happy Jerry Jones must be that Jay-Z got into the story. Now it's like, Jerry's got his name in the story with Jay-Z and he loves celebrity. It's like, bring it on. I mean, he's a guy who probably is more concerned with getting Beyonce to play the Cowboys stadium than actually winning football, per your take. I think this is all good for Jerry. You don't think he likes this battle? Battle royale, and it's being portrayed as him versus Micah and him versus David Mulugeta. I think Jerry loves this drama, to be honest.
Yeah, then just never bring me that Jerry wants to win ever again, because you don't. And it's obvious. It's so clear. You know, the one part, too, about Micah Parsons' agent. So the crux of the matter, if you're not, like, following the absolute up to speed on this, we don't blame you. But basically, that Jerry called Micah Parsons into a meeting in March and said, you know, they were going to talk about leadership. Then Jerry starts to steer the conversation towards contract. And Micah's in there with no representation, but is talking to Jerry. And they start talking about numbers and stuff like that. And Jerry considered that a formal negotiation. And Micah after was like, no, we're just talking here. And then my agents come in and they're the ones who start going through the details. And Jerry, according to Micah Parsons, since that March meeting, has not spoken to Micah's representation.
Old school. Not
a text message, not a phone call, not an email. Jerry said he doesn't know the guy's name, so he's made it personal there and trying to sideswipe the dude. It's just like, it's the worst way to do business, quite frankly.
When I was cutting deals in Arkansas to get land rights, a handshake would do, Maggie. It's old school, baby.
The problem with Jerry doing the old school thing is that there's no playbook really for that. You know, I'm sure there is if you're like into Arkansas oil or whatever.
I mean, it had to work at some point, I think.
But there's like a collective bargaining agreement. Like there's guidelines here. You can say this guy got this, so this guy's going to get this. I don't know if that's how it works in the oil business. I'm out of my depth there.
There is a story going around the internet where Tony Romo tells a story about how Jerry Jones and Bill Parcells, famously the biggest bully in NFL history, pulled him into a small room and said, you're going to sign this deal right now. And for some reason, Romo is like, nope, you got to talk to my agent. So this is not a new trick for Jerry.
Man, facts. They're like the mafia over there. I mean, that's...
But it's obviously not working because they made Dak Prescott the highest paid quarterback by a mile. CD got a lot of money, so... They might. The mafia gets these deals done.
Yeah.
This is an incompetent version of the mafia.
Oh, boy. 888-710-4ISN.
Thorne Gonzalez, University of California. Okay?
888-710-4476. All right. So is this going to be any different? And is this the final straw here? It's just, at some point, it's just kind of gross. Isn't
what a day.
It doesn't have to be like this. It really doesn't. And I think that the part that's going to really get Micah Parsons upset is when he says, like, when I sign this deal, if something goes wrong with the player, the agent's nowhere to be found. You're basically implying that Micah Parsons is going to be a headache for you at some point.
Michael Parsons.
He's going to do something that's going to violate some kind of trust. Or that you don't trust him, that just having more money is going to make him more of what he already is, which is a motivated player, a leader on the team. You think the money's going to change him. Because that's what you're bringing up if you're going to talk about Dez Bryant and how you negotiated this deal with Jay-Z all these years ago in a nightclub on a napkin, like some kind of movie. And then all of a sudden Dez is late for meetings and Jay-Z's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, Jay-Z, who is, again, not a licensed NFL agent. So, and a cocktail napkin was involved. Yeah, old school, baby. You got to go with it, Maggie. Just run with it.
I know. It's like the, you know, don't get in the way of a good story. 888-710-4ISN. All right, is this the final straw for you Cowboy fans? I don't know how you stay on board with this.
It's been a long time, Jerry. I do like that question. Is this the straw that broke the camel's back?
I think if I had told you, you came in here and started this with, Micah, come on home to Pennsylvania. Yeah. You want him. I would want him. Manny, EJ, all of our teams, we want this guy.
But only one team here is second in odds behind the Cowboys, and that team wears green, just so you know.
Well, what I'm saying is you didn't want Dak.
Yeah.
You didn't need CD.
Oh, you had to sign CD. What do you mean you didn't need CD?
No, I'm saying if you wanted for your team. Like,
oh, yeah. No. Nobody wanted
Dak Prescott.
CD, probably not the same.
Not the same. And then you have the third highest paid wide receiver, and you're wondering, is that value? And how is that the best way to do your salary cap? You know, Derrick Henry was out there, and a lot of people said no. Like, there's some of these things are no-brainers, and some of them are not. Parsons is the no-brainer.
Derrick Henry came out and said, please sign me, Cowboys, for $8 million. And there is no team with a bigger hole at running back. No. I won't let them have a pass on that one.
I'm just saying every team would line up for Micah Parsons. They'd make it work. A rebuilding team, a team that's close to winning the Super Bowl. He works in every facet. Not all the guys who have been doing this with Jerry work like this, and that's why I think it is the final straw, because of the person of the position.
We'll take a break. I'm not 100% sure that there are skeptics about Micah Parsons' contract. You think this is a no-brainer? You pay him $42 million for 4 years?
Yep. I do it every day.
Yeah, I wonder how the rest of the NFL views it.
Don't go taking Jerry's side.
No, I'm just saying, like, Myles Garrett, I get that. I'm not sure. We could discuss this. Is Micah Parsons such a no-brainer at that size?
888-710-4ISN. Unpacking the Cowboys here. We've got a Shador Sanders update for you. We've got a Matthew Stafford update for you. Going to be honest, when I hear that a 36-year-old quarterback has to go see a back specialist, not feeling great about that. So we'll get to all of it. We've got so much football for you. Luka signed a massive contract over the weekend. We've got Lakers stuff for you as well. It's Maggie Perloff Show.
Get your damn act together.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. It is silly season around this Micah Parsons contract holdout. The fact that people are talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and Washington Commanders being front runners to land Parsons in a trade that he requested makes no sense. Listen, I understand that Cowboys and Eagles have done a couple trades. The Cowboys are not going to send Micah Parsons to Washington or Philadelphia. That seems like an impossibility. I don't care how many draft picks. Can you imagine Jerry Jones having Micah Parsons being like, we can't reach a deal. I'm going to send you to our arch rivals and play you twice a year. That is not happening, Maggie. Yeah. So in fact, I think a trade is unlikely, but those particular scenarios, which are getting a lot of ink this week, are totally outrageous.
You know, Perloff, there's a third team in that division as well.
Yeah, they're not getting him either.
They don't need him, actually.
So the funny part, though, is that the Cowboys, or the Eagles, actually sent the pick, though, to the Cowboys that ended up being Micah Parsons. That pick traded hands a lot of times.
To screw over the Giants.
Yeah, in many
it
ways.
It was the Eagles were 12, the Giants, and the Cowboys were at 10, and the Giants were at 11, and the Eagles trade up for Devontae Smith.
I hate the sport.
Yeah. And then the Giants traded out and became Justin Fields. That was a wonderful draft.
Thank you.
I just think that this is becoming insulting if I'm Micah. It's not because the money's not there yet. I think it's insulting because of calling out, you know, Micah for saying he could sign this and not be healthy. No kidding, Jerry. You have a football team here. Like, it's not a China doll shop. Like, these guys are getting hurt playing for you to try to win for you. Yes, they're going to get hurt, but unless there's something chronic or you think that there's something, you know, really wrong, he gave Dak Prescott a bunch of money. He's been hurt so many times. So that's insulting. And I think the other part, which is the most recent, with Jerry telling this story about doing Dez Bryant's contract with Jay-Z, and Manny's playing Jay-Z back from break, you know, to kind of tie it all together, is after he signs this, if something goes wrong, the agents know where to be found. Like, what's going to go wrong with Micah Parsons? I thought he's the last guy that you have to worry about in terms of motivation, locker room, being on time, you know, and being all in on trying to win.
Well, I mean, Micah Parsons did fall in the draft, right, because of character issues. That's.
But what's he done in your organization?
But I mean, by the way, I said character issues. Like, I have no idea of actual any character issues, but I do think there was this notion that he was a kind of a, I don't know how you describe him at Penn State. He was a big mouth. Like, he would not shut up. And I feel like Jerry's met his match because you said Micah's got to be offended. I feel like Micah kind of, he likes to spar in this. It doesn't seem like he's not enjoying this. I'm sorry to say that. Like, Jerry has totally met his match. Micah's like, I'm not going to let you bully me in the press. I'm coming right back at you. I do think they're kind of a little bit of a match made in heaven. They both remind me of each other. They're both big personalities.
Let's go to Andreas, who's in Chicago. Andreas, as a Cowboy fan, what do you think of this?
As a lifelong Cowboys fan, I'm just getting tired of this back and forth with their star players the last couple of years. I believe Micah Parsons, he cares about his money, so that's why he's at training camp. I'm not going to be too worried about it unless he starts missing game checks. Mm-hmm. That's when I'll start being worried about the whole situation. And Jerry bringing up Dez Bryant and Jay-Z, old stuff from the past, I truly believe he might be in cognitive decline. Let your son, Will McClay, take over the team. Sit back and relax. That's all I have.
I know, Andreas, your lips to all Cowboy fans' ears, but just can't happen. Ego's too big. Won't allow it. Corey is in Dallas. Corey, you like Jerry's move here.
Yeah, good morning to y'all. I just wanted to say, like, Jerry Jones been paying his players for years. None of them produce. Michael Parsons don't produce in the fourth quarter when it comes down to it. You never seen them take over a game like Aaron Donald, Von Miller, the Marcus Ware used to do back in the day. He probably just like, if you want the money, go close out a game. You know how many games I don't watch where Michael Parsons, they're on defense and the quarterback just drive down the field and we end up losing. Like, it's no production from him in the fourth quarter. Like,
right, but Corey, I guess I would ask you this question. Do you think this is eventually going to get done?
Yeah, I feel like Jerry played this little game every year just to keep guys like you to keep talking about him. There's nothing else to talk about right now.
No, that's fine. Exactly. Like, we're all on the same page there. But I guess then the question is, so it's not really about Micah Parsons' production, right? You're not seeing enough of him out of Parsons, you know, at the end of games and stuff like that. Well, then that's a reason for them to say, we're not paying you. We all think they are going to pay him at some point, like soon.
But I'm pretty sure that's in the back of his head too. At the same time, like, I feel like the only person that he should have paid out of like Dak, CD, and Parsons is CD. He's the only one that produces. He's the only one that's on the field. Like, if you go, like, I'm sure you guys don't watch the Cowboys a lot like I do down here in Dallas. But like in the fourth quarter, he does not show up. Like, he's no help at all on defense. I have not seen him carry the team or put the team on his back not one time since he's been in the past 2 years, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, Corey, I guess that's more – it's funny because if you have an issue with Parsons not being the guy, then I don't think that's what Jerry's issue is, because I think Jerry's going to make him the highest-paid pass rusher that we have in the NFL. Yeah. So – and I think, you know, his numbers would tell you that that's not true. And I would also ask one other thing about Micah Parsons. You're asking him to take over games. How many of these games with the Cowboys have been close? You know, when you're getting run all over by Green Bay in the playoffs, what's Micah Parsons going to do when you've staked your opponent to a two-score, three-score lead?
Right. I mean, but you just hit the issue. When you have Micah Parsons as your best player, what's the strategy? Just run him over. He's tiny. I mean, for his position. So that's, I think if you were going to make the anti-Micah Parsons case, you'd be like, well, he's not Myles Garrett because he's not a gigantic rock against the run. I personally would love to have Micah Parsons. I think I disagree a little bit. Like, I've seen him when he came back from injury, even though the season was kind of over last year, mm-hmm. he was totally dominant. He just gets after the quarterback. You're right. He's not always in a position to pass rush. They, by the way, the Cowboys have not been that. You're making it seem like they're the Browns or something, that they've had 20 straight losing seasons. He's been in plenty of games where he's been in a lead. I mean, tons and tons of games.
I think we're just talking about the high-profile ones, right? Like
you're talking about the playoff games.
The high-profile losses.
But the problem is the Cowboys just get run over. Like, guys, teams, they're just not stout up the middle, so they tried to draft Mozzie Smith, and they've been trying to build that interior of the defense, and it's not working right now, and paying $42 million for Micah Parsons might not help. I mean, that's the problem. I don't think... You know, he's younger, but Myles Garrett got 4 years, $160 million. I guarantee if you sign Micah Parsons for that, you're going to sit here in 2 years and say they overpaid Micah Parsons.
Well, according to Parsons, he went to the Cowboys 2 years ago and said, let's do something so that he actually would look like a bargain right now. He went to them last year and said, let's do something. That was part of the big Instagram post or Twitter post. We're getting to this point where he is being paid at the top of the market. That didn't have to happen, according to Parsons. He wanted to come to the table earlier, and he wouldn't have been the highest.
But how do you? Well, how do you know what he was asking for?
Well, I mean, his agent,
David Mulugeta, gets people paid. I do not think that he was far off the top of the market with his early request.
There's another part of this, too, about the agent. We've learned a lot more now because I won't bore you with the details here, but the NFL Players Association is an absolute disaster. They just hired someone new to be like an interim to run the players union.
I don't know his name.
But what came out during some of the investigation, if you will, into the players union is how much collusion happened with the owners after Deshaun Watson got that fully guaranteed contract. And it was the same agent who did it. And I think that's part of this, too. They don't like that agent. They don't like that Deshaun got... They should take it up with the Browns owner, not the agent. But I think they're trying to kind of freeze this guy a little bit.
Well, I don't know, because I think he's done a lot of deals since Deshaun.
I mean, he
keeps on getting guys paid. He's a really good agent.
But I think Jerry is one of those guys that's still holding on some resentment about that being a fully guaranteed contract. Maybe from the Browns, on the Browns owner, and also from the agent side.
I think that might be an unproven stretch to say that Jerry's got an issue because of Deshaun Watson's contract. I have not seen evidence of that. It's a theory, but he doesn't know his name. Remember that, Maggie? Yeah,
sure. Baker is in Dallas. Baker, good morning.
Morning. Yeah, I'm against it. I don't think he's going to get signed. I don't think Michael wants to be signed anymore because of the crap that Jones has pulled. I think Jones finally messed around and found out, and Micah's done.
Interesting. So you, Baker, you're taking the trade request very seriously, literally, that it's not just some negotiating tool. Now, the problem with that is that if the Cowboys really wanted to play hardball, they could. They have him under contract this year, and then you can franchise tag him twice. So they could have him for the next 3 years with a, you know, a fixed amount. So,
yeah, it does feel like it's going to be hard to really have a divorce here. Feels like... As it, you know, which is interesting too, because as this gets uglier, it's most likely they end up back together. Will there be any bad feelings that carry over?
I mean, they always say it's business. I think when it gets insulting, like to the level I think this has gotten insulting, it does feel more personal. Keep them coming, guys. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Was this the last straw with Cowboy fans? And is Micah worth all this money? Andrew Bogish is with us. Good morning, Bogues.
Guys, good morning. Headline sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at progressivecommercial.com.
My dog.
Some of us verbally shove Noah Lyles when he doesn't win Olympic gold by a large enough margin. Others physically shove Lyles after losing to him in the 200-meter final at the U.S. Track Championships yesterday.
Bednarik, as Noah Lyles tries to reel him in. Lyles slightly ahead and looks over and says, I'm still the world champion. And a little bit of a push there at the end as the rivalry comes into view.
That was the call on NBC as Lyles ran down Kenny Bednarik for the win, gave him a look as he crossed the finish line. Then Bednarik pushed Lyles as he crossed in front of him. That led to this exchange as poor Lewis Johnson tried to start a post-race interview.
If you got a problem, I expected a problem. That's all.
You know what? You're right. Let's talk after this.
The first voice was Bednarik. The second was Lyles. Bednarik then ignored an actual question from Johnson. All of this. The exact beef here is unclear, but maybe Lyles is a little bit of a weird dude and rubs some people the wrong way.
You know, so obviously, I was delighted to see Noah Lyles win. It's a 200,
were you?
Much harder race. I once said that Noah Lyles shouldn't be showboating when you win a race by one millionth of a second. Got me in trouble with the track and field community.
And he had like tuberculosis while he was doing that?
COVID. He was a hero. Very triumphant. And this one was a resounding win. What can I say? I like a rivalry here in track. Haters.
They actually put track on TV this weekend?
Come on, Pearl.
What is it, 1978 and I missed the memo?
No, this is what happens when you cover the Olympics. You have to also broadcast the USA Championships.
Ugh.
It's like why there's wrestling on ESPN, college wrestling sometimes on ESPN.
I was watching the Ocho all weekend. I saw adults racing big wheels yesterday for about a half an hour and I couldn't turn it off. I was not aware there was a track meet going on.
Again, I'm the one who gets the hate mail about Noah Lyles. He said he was watching adults race big wheel bikes. I love a track rivalry. Now, it felt like they were really trying to make up for it right away, like shake hands and, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. There's something is, as they said, they're going to have a call about this. Like, there is something between them
to figure out. Yeah, well, Noah Lyles looks at him as basically staring him down through the finish line. Like, that's as aggressive a move as you can do in track.
Picture goes hard, though.
It's a cool picture.
I am looking at the picture now, and I wasn't aware that they raced between the Olympics, but this is awesome.
yeah, they just pick it up every
You
four
thought
years.
They only raced in the Olympics?
Well, Noah Lyles like, probably doesn't race that much. How often does he race?
He's racing yesterday.
I mean, yeah, I know.
He's got to race in big things. I don't think he's racing every weekend, but he races in the USA Championships, and I guess they both qualified for the World Championships, which are in a couple of weeks.
They're professionals. They got to keep doing
it. Yeah.
You got to make that money.
Just show up every 4 years and see what happens.
Not a big Olympic sport guy over here, I'll admit.
Oh, no, is that I know. Right?
But you've been covering sports for decades. I just figured you knew that there was like something in between the Olympics.
I've been covering real sports like football, basketball, hockey, baseball.
Oh, wow.
We always like
half of those sports aren't even Olympic sports.
Yeah, I know. I've been covering like sports that Americans care about. Not every 4 years.
Well, I can show you some messages in my inbox that will tell you people very much care about this. And a lot of them call me some pretty bad names.
Yeah, come
Haterade is what you guys are drinking.
We used to, at SI.com, we had all the pages, and there was Olympic sports pages, and we drew straws. It's like, oh, man, who's going to have to cover this now?
Oh, man.
Sorry, I'm just the reality. This is really cool.
No, it's not really cool. No backtracking.
I'm just like, off, and I am covering the Philadelphia Shot Put Championships.
I mean, if you were going to tell me, like, there was a camp fight in Jacksonville, then I'm in, but a push here?
I'm sure there was one of those, too.
Sorry. Not to poo-poo your story. This is a great track rivalry.
You can poo-poo my story all you want. I was literally surprised that you said the words, I didn't know they ran between the Olympics.
Wait, that's a very targeted response. Mr. Expert, do they have luge contests between the Olympics?
Yes, all of these things exist in between. That's how you get
have you
to
Have you watched
the,
it?
No, that doesn't matter. I know they exist. I couldn't give you the time or place, but I know that people... You can't be in the Olympics without doing the event in the 4 years in between. That's how you get to the Olympics.
Well, I'm aware there are trials, but I'm sorry. I just don't spend the weekend watching bobsled.
I didn't watch it either. I only saw the fact that they fought after the fact. I'm not asking you even to watch it, but when I saw it happen, I didn't go, huh, is it the Olympics? Oh, no.
By the way, this is the U.S. Nationals, right?
Yeah, I don't even know if it's every year, every 2 years or what, but that's what this is.
Are we already getting back to preparing for the Olympics?
Yes, but this is not Olympic trials.
Is Maggie going to get to go after this guy again in 3 years?
No.
That's what I want to know.
My beef with Noah Lyles is over.
And Matt, guys, we didn't even know that Maggie couldn't get out of the blocks when she made
it. Yeah, I know. That's actually great irony.
Yeah.
That is actually hysterical.
She couldn't even stand up to start a race.
Yeah.
And she's tearing down Noah Lyles.
Listen, I can barely do a brisk walk. If you guys didn't know that, I was unqualified to be criticizing. I'm just saying, you know.
Go ahead.
You won the race.
Don't say it again. Million. Let him own all the hate today. Don't add on to it.
She's quadrupling down.
I got to stand by it. Now the 200 meter, totally different.
Okay.
There is, by the way, Maggie's favorite Google AI overview. There is a breakdown of her takedown of Noah Lyles on that. If you Google.
Is there?
Yes.
How bad is it when it comes to fact checking? How wrong is it?
If you just search Maggie Gray, Noah Lyles, you'll get your answer. It is pretty factual. I mean, it's straightforward. There's no opinion from AI, but it comes up, which I don't think always happens.
Man, if I ever meet this guy, I'm gonna have to apologize to him.
Oh, the look he'd give you.
Oh no, I'm sure he wouldn't even speak to me. Oh, they got the video and everything.
Mm. Oh, that's wonderful.
All right.
By the way,
this is pretty good.
Got some clicks.
He'll be 31 by the 2028 Olympics.
Who, Noah Lyles?
Yeah.
Damn.
You can't run at the highest level anymore then, can you?
When his last Olympics?
Was he? I don't know.
I think you could be in your 30s. I think so.
That's crazy. Wide receivers fall off. You're saying he can still run the 100?
We got some breaking news late last night in the NFL, and it leaves us, the five of us, at least partially in charge of the NFLPA. The union, Maggie mentioned a second ago, has picked former SAG-AFTRA head David White as their interim executive director. And since we are all proud SAG-AFTRA members, we now get a vote in union matters, and the players get free DVDs to vote on the SAG Awards this winter.
So it's funny because I have never heard of this man. You know, I've been part of this union, a dues-paying member. The dues are insane. I've been a dues-paying member of this union for a long, long time. And the only two people I thought were ever the head of the union was the woman from 90210.
Andrea
from 90210 and the nanny, Fran Drescher.
Right.
Right, I don't know, but anyone is this else? Like, is there, I've never heard of this guy.
Is there like an actor who's the head of it and then a real person who runs it?
I think it's kind of like the players union where you have like a player rep who's the face and then you have the real people behind the scenes. So, but I've only known the actors who have been the faces. So it was Andrea from 90210 and Fran Drescher.
Every time we got an email from Andrea, I thought it might have been just for me. I was hoping. It was like,
you wish, brother.
I knew you loved 90210. Would you like to meet Jenny Garth?
So you only wanted the email from Andre to try to meet someone else?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the head of union, you animal.
Not anymore.
That was the head of the union, you animal.
And then Fran Drescher used to leave mass voicemails about voting matters. Sure. That was unnecessary. No one needed that.
Well, I don't even know if they're a good union, to be honest.
Like, nice.
For us, the after part of it, I'm not sure about.
No clue.
Feels like the actors are taken care of.
Good for them.
Mm.
We've got nothing.
We went to the wrong field. I mean, you're sitting actually next to an actor, so we shouldn't
be
talking.
That is true.
That's true.
Trust me, I've had my issues. Because when I got here, I had to sign up for SAG. I was never in that before. And then they're like, you have to pay like you're an actor because you get dues from these movies that Dan Patrick got me into as an extra. So all of a sudden, I'm paying a higher rate than Maggie because I get occasional checks.
Like $1.64?
No, like I've said this before. For the movie Week Of, like, which is a Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, I get big checks, like triple digits.
I've never heard of that movie. Week Of?
Yeah, so Adam Sandler's daughter marries Chris Rock's son or vice versa. You guys have never heard of that?
No.
Well, the check is real, I'll tell you that much.
Paid for my Phillies hat.
I was in the movie for a millisecond because it rained that day and all the Danettes got cut out of the scene.
The checks, though.
Yeah, so anyway, they make me pay. There's a higher rate for actors than broadcasters, and I have to pay both.
Oof. Brutal.
And I called Fran. I'm like, Fran?
Andrea, Fran, anyone out there? Folks, that's where we have to leave it. Thank you. Coming up, we had some big news over the weekend. Luka Doncic signing a massive contract with the Lakers. What does it mean for LeBron?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do that Well, I guess Luka could have signed at literally 12:01, but they decided to wait until about 9:30 in the morning. That happened on Saturday. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray and Andrew Perloff. We'll get back to the Cowboys in a moment, but Luka signs the 3-year max extension, $165 million deal. Now, it's basically a 2-year deal with a player option is the third, so I would imagine he will opt out of that and then sign an even richer deal coming up in a couple of years, Pearl. He's going to get paid a ton of money. But here's the question I have for you.
Yeah.
Number one, you know, this is not shocking that Luka signed this extension. What I'm most surprised or wondering about is how long is he going to play with LeBron James? You know, we were talking about LeBron's sort of weird, passive-aggressive, Rich Paul coming out and, you know, saying that they know the Lakers are thinking about the future, but LeBron still wants to win now. We speculated that LeBron could get traded or be gone this season. Does he get a whole season with Luka? Does LeBron sign on for more years with the Lakers to actually make this like a true partnership? Or is this now we've turned the page, it's in the Luka era, and LeBron's an afterthought?
He has to be an afterthought. It's called human nature, the longevity. LeBron's 40. How many years do you think he's going to be able to do this?
I don't know. I mean, he's been defying any expectations for how long he's going to play. Like, 3 years ago that happened. He's still second-team All-NBA, and I don't think that's symbolic. He really was playing that well to earn that distinction.
But it's got to go down. So I think this 1 year, $52 million, it feels like the last year in L.A. to me. I think this is it. They kind of go forward with what they have, and then both sides amicably part.
Okay, but is that even the best thing for LeBron to do? Like, you know, he set this up so he could play with Anthony Davis for years. They did win a title together. It's a bubble title, so we can talk about how, you know, what if that means more, means less, whatever. He's actually playing with somebody who is in his prime, maybe better than he is. Why wouldn't you want to attach yourself to that? Like, why do we think that LeBron wants to leave so fast to become the alpha again when he's already shown you, hey, as I'm getting older, I need a lot of help?
I don't think this is going to be driven by the Lakers side, and I don't think they want to put real money into a 42-year-old LeBron James. I think they're really moved on. I think it's the Luka era full on in LA, and I think LeBron is an afterthought at this point.
I wonder if that's smart, though.
How would it not be smart?
Well, because he's going to be a big part of what they do. Now, they've made some upgrades this offseason, certainly. You know, they had to get better in the roster in terms of defense. They have Marcus Smart now. Maybe Ayton is a little more of a rim protector, whatever. But, you know, LeBron's going to be a big part of this. If you know, it can't just be all Luka and Austin Reeves, Jared Vanderbilt. LeBron's going to have a huge role on this team.
On this team? But in 2027, the go-for-it year for the Lakers, like, there ain't going to be no LeBron. This is the Lakers. This is the purple and gold. Like, they have to build a dynasty here, and I think they're actually making moves. Every move now is about the future. Every single move that they make is about how do we build a champion around Luka Doncic.
Okay, but now I know the Lakers have sold, but they are also a team that has overpaid their legends at the end as sort of like a thank you for your service. You know,
I think that almost is not this year exactly because they had no choice, but I don't think they're going to do another big deal, a thank you deal, because you have these new owners who are kind of killers, right? The Mark Walter and his group. So I think that they're going to be very, very focused here on what the task at hand. The task at hand is not having this symbolic year like Kobe had.
Are you reading into the fact that apparently LeBron did FaceTime Luka? He was not at the press conference. There were like 6 or 7 other Laker teammates who were there. LeBron wasn't there. According to Mark Stein, FaceTimed Luka to say congratulations, but posted nothing on social. I checked his Instagram, Twitter. There's nothing there of like, hey, congrats, dude.
Yeah.
Anyone reading into that? LeBron, Mr. Public, sending messages to the media guy.
I don't read anything into it. EJ,
I don't read anything into it, but I wouldn't have expected him to do that. I think
to post something.
Yeah, no. I think it's okay. I think it's fair to say, of course, he wouldn't post something about the guy that's replacing him, but the fact that he FaceTimed him shows that there is no ill will. It's like a weird middle game there. Like, he posted a long post for some guy who got hired by the Cleveland Cavaliers to be like their general manager or assistant GM. Remember, he posted like a, oh my God, this is so amazing. Congratulations, dude. So like, yes, if he really wanted to put a lot on this, he would have probably said, wow, big congrats to Luka. he's not going to do that because he knows the writing on the wall. But I think that the fact that he reached out to him showed me there's no, like, beef.
I don't think there's beef, but isn't there a passing of the torch?
LeBron has said 20 times there's no beef with Luka. You guys don't.
No, it's about the Lakers.
Don't we believe him? Yeah, I know. It's LeBron's issues are with the Lakers. I think he is saying Luka's not part of this. I love playing with Luka. But the reality is the Lakers are going to be driving the ship here.
No, they are. But I'm saying if you don't have any beef with Luka, then that's more reason to post something. And the only reason why I bring this up, people can say, oh, you're being stupid and you're doing these like details. This is LeBron's world. I've only been conditioned to react to him over the last 20 years. He's the one who's on social. He's the one who's sending messages through the media. Like, this is not us like trying to read tea leaves. This is LeBron's like whole game. Is what do you do off the court to try to send a message?
I mean, everybody kind of wants to get LeBron to Dallas right now. Isn't that that feels like the temperature in the internet to me. That this Lakers thing just doesn't fit. He does not fit their plans.
LeBron James.
Coming up, is Jerry Jones the most unlikable person in sports? 888-710-4ISN. You tell us.
Why?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.